This is Captivated Minds. I'm Stan.
I'm Jake.
And this is our Conspiracy Corner episode. And we're back, after a little bit of a
hiatus.
Yeah. A little hiatus.
So I got a little funny joke.
Okay.
You ready?
Yeah.
So here's how it goes. One second. You know, the price of beans have gone up.
Have they?
The price of beans, yeah. Price of beans, the stock of beans in general have gone up. Everyone's buying beans.
I hate you for that.
What? Here's the
because
joke.
Because the bean stock is up?
Yeah, yeah. Bean stock is up. You know what that means, right?
What?
High gas prices.
Jesus. Wow.
Yeah, that's a bad joke.
That's
terrible. Yeah, it is.
That's, you know, bravo.
Yeah.
Bravo.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's so bad.
Yeah. I thought you were going somewhere else with it.
What do you think I was
going? As soon as you said bean stocks, and I'm like, oh, ha ha.
No.
Nope. So, we've seen so many movies.
Yeah.
In the last month.
Yeah, month. Oh, almost month. 2 months.
I'm happy for. The Batman was fantastic.
It was a little different.
It was.
It was different than what I thought it was going to be.
It was a Batman movie.
Yes, it was a detective story.
Because him as Bruce Wayne wasn't in it very much.
No.
He was strictly Batman almost the entire time.
That's right.
Did you see the deleted scene?
I did see the deleted scene. I'm glad it was out, though. Because, like I said, it felt too much like Silence of the Lambs.
Well, the other thing is, I got thinking about that. I think it would have overshadowed and also disappointed people. Because people would have seen this Joker, this version of the Joker, which I think looks badass. Because he's all scarred and his hair is very light, so you can see his scalp, but it's still green. His hands, because with the Joker, he kind of, lore is he fell in a vat, right?
That's right.
So this would,
Ace Chemicals.
Right, so those look like chemical burns. Like, he's chemically burned. I think his performance is fantastic. I really do. I think I would really like this Joker. And if they do what they said they were going to do, this is supposed to be a trilogy.
This one made a lot of money.
It did. It made
$800 million?
$800 million, which pretty good.
That's good for Warner Brothers.
That's pretty good for Warner Brothers.
Yeah, that's really good for Warner Brothers.
They haven't made money off of a Batman since Dark Knight.
Dark Knight, yeah.
Right? So
even Joker made a lot of money.
Yeah, Joker made
Buku
bucks, right?
Yeah.
So, I hope in the second one, that's where we get to see.
Well, there's an
There's also a thing like Hush might be.
Well, there's also an Arkham series coming too.
Right.
So they canceled the Gotham police series before it was beginning, which I can understand.
Here's my thing with that. I'm kind of glad they did because they have the Gotham show, which is really
its own thing.
It's
yeah.
about Gordon and the police.
That's
and
right.
stuff like that.
But they're going with a different direction in the Arkham Asylum show.
Right. Which
so
I think
he's already in the asylum.
And people have been picking apart the trailer. Joker takes a paperclip off the file.
Oh, in the deleted scene?
Yeah. So when he gives, and this is a spoiler, whoever hasn't seen any of this.
Yeah.
Which, I'm sorry, like, TikTok, Facebook, Instagram has ruined spoilers.
See,
they're always there.
I go before the spoilers. That's the thing.
So he hands him the file, and it has three paper clips on it. When Joker hands it back, it only has two.
But it's a deleted scene, so it doesn't. We don't know if that's full continuity or not.
Right, but it could, because his hands are always on it and stuff, it could be that he's either planning to escape, planning to kill someone with a paperclip.
There's also going back to year one. So if Joker was already captured, that's showing the year one Batman too.
Right.
So that's their origin story together too as well. So that would be a different take on it. But I think I'm glad it was deleted because it felt, the Batman movie felt more like Seven.
Yes.
In a way. Because the Riddler is the Kevin Spacey character.
Where
you have Morgan Freeman as the Jeffrey Wright character. They're the back and forth.
Yeah. Where you're right. If it was, his scene with the Joker is just like the Hannibal scene.
Inside
you know,
the
hello, Clarice.
Yeah.
Like, he pretty much was like, well, hi, Batman.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. So I can't wait for all the little spinoffs. Like the Penguin.
Yep.
Is going to be pretty cool.
The makeup was great on that.
Makeup was fantastic. I hope.
I thought Zoe Kravitz killed it.
She was really good.
Best rendition as a Catwoman. So she was actually supposed to be in the Dark Knight, the last Dark Knight, but they said no because of the color of her skin.
Yeah, she's too urban.
Yeah.
That was the direct quote was she's too urban.
From the studio.
And what really pissed me off, right, about that is, for one, as long as she is the right fit for the part.
Doesn't matter.
It does not matter.
No.
But you had Halle Berry play Catwoman.
The movie was crap, but Halle Berry played Catwoman.
Right. I think they also look at whether they consider you an A-lister or not. Because you're not going to look at Halle Berry and say, we think you're too urban.
No, she's an A-list actress.
Where you could get away with saying it, which is dirty.
It's bad.
Crap, right?
Yeah.
But you could get away with it by telling her that. Because she's not this huge star. Even though she's been in phenomenal movies, she's a great actress, right?
That's right.
When I heard that, I'm surprised she didn't look at Warner Brothers and say, like, fuck you, I'm not playing.
Well, maybe Matt Reeves had something to do with it.
It could be. But you know what I mean?
It's his movie, so.
I would have been so. Yeah, so was it Warner Brothers that said it?
I believe it was the studio's decision.
Maybe.
But what happens is.
It could be.
A certain executive could have said it, and they rotate through executives so often that
could have been. So now it's a little bit.
Someone new.
Right.
But Spider-Man's still making money in theaters. It's $900 million?
I know, and it's on digital now.
Yeah.
Like, I own it. We watched it twice.
I watched it the other day when it came out on digital. And I just pre-ordered it on Amazon myself.
My wife made me watch it as soon as it came out on digital.
Yeah.
Without the children.
Oh, no.
And I was like, they're going to lose their minds. So as soon as they were back home, I was like, hey, we watched it without you.
What?
I think it's funny how it's still making money. And
it's still, they're only starting now to show the promotion of all three of them.
You want to know what's really irritating? Morbius is coming out.
Oh, I think we're going to talk about that in a minute.
Morbius is coming out. Since we're on Sony now.
Yeah.
Morbius is coming out, and I guess it's getting shit on.
I know why it's getting shit on.
Why?
Everything with Spider-Man in it was cut.
Did they cut everything out?
They cut anything that, any connective tissue that's in it is cut. Anything that had anything to do with Venom, cut. Michael Keenan is in it, but it's just the post-credit scene.
Okay, well, so here's the thing.
And you don't know what universe he's in either?
I'm seeing Morbius to see Morbius.
Yeah.
I really am.
Yeah, yeah, because you like the character.
I like the character. Yeah.
Vampires are cool.
Jared Leto
is a good actor.
People shit on his Joker.
Dallas Buyer Club, though.
I don't think he was the greatest Joker, but I think his version of the Joker was pretty cool.
I didn't like the Suicide Squad version of the Joker, but the Justice League Zack Snyder cut, though, that was really good. I got to kind of give it to you. Yeah.
So, like, I think he would have been, if you had Snyder control him a little bit with his Joker,
yeah.
I think he could have been a phenomenal Joker.
Yeah.
Really could. So that's really why I want to see him, because he's now playing another anti-hero,
yeah,
right?
Like Venom.
I'm seeing it for Morbius. I understand, you know, you're taking some of the universe, their universe, out of it. I get it. But in some movies, that kind of takes away, to me, it takes away the purpose of the movie. I mean, when you're focusing on, I think that's what they're trying to do. They're trying to do is, we need to focus on this character.
Yeah.
If we sit there and add Venom stuff, I mean, it would get people excited.
That's right. And the connective tissue, that's all there,
right,
there was connective I tissue kinda, to a potential other thing.
Right.
That's all.
And I think what the struggle is with Sony right now is they're trying to figure out what to do with their universe.
Yeah, of Sony.
Of the Sony
Marvel universe. Characters.
Right. Because who knows? Who knows if they end up making another deal with Marvel and wanting Morbius to interact with Blade. You know,
that's
and if you take Morbius and all of a sudden now Morbius is technically in Andrews.
Yeah.
Or in Toby's. Then you can't have him interact with Blade because Blade only exists in the Marvel universe.
That's right.
So maybe that's another thing.
They're trying to...
Sony's probably like...
If Morbius flops, though, what do you think Sony will do?
If Morbius flops...
Flopped hard. Because we've now had Spider-Man and Batman, two different movies, both comic book related, major hits.
Right.
And during a pandemic, still.
So if Morbius flops... For one, I think it's going to be Sony's fault.
Yeah, I would say so too.
And the reason for that is they delayed it for 2 years. They hyped it up bad with those 2 years.
In the lots of trailers, lots of everything, right. Yeah.
I mean, they even took the soundtrack from Lost Boys to put in their trailer.
Yeah.
Which got me. That's you know what I mean?
Cool. That's pretty cool.
It would because it goes with it. It goes with vampires. It's really sweet. So if it flops, this is what I'm gonna say. If it flops,
less. What do you? So you consider less than $300 million a flop?
Definitely.
Less than $100 million a flop.
It in opening night, it needs to make between 50 and 80 mil.
Yeah, that's good.
Between 50 and 80 mil opening night.
That at least covers costs.
That covers, right, covers costs and stuff.
Unless it was $200 million.
And then, right, unless it, right. But then you can let it, you can kind of let it go through the cycle of being in theaters for a couple months, and maybe you'll make $200 million,
yeah.
Right? If it doesn't hit $250 million by the time it's done in theaters, so you're talking, what, 3-4 months it's using in theaters?
If that. Say 3 months. Say three months. Give
right?
it a 3 month run.
If you can't make $250 million in 3 months, Sony probably should just scrap everything they're thinking about. All right, and stick with the stuff they know.
That Venom. It's going to be all Venom.
They need to do Venom 3, and they need it or.
So they have Madam Web in development. They have
you,
all.
So you keep
Spider Woman in development. They have all these other things in development.
You keep
too.
Venom yourself. Because you're doing pretty good with Venom.
Yeah.
Like, they're killing it.
Yeah.
Right? So you keep Venom yourself. Give the other properties back to Marvel. Or work something out where there's another contract where Marvel comes in and helps you.
That's right.
Because I think that's what they need. They need those... They need, like, Feige to kind of, hey, look, this is what works for us. And this is kind of what you need to do.
Yeah.
Let's work out a deal. Okay, Morbius failed. Let's add Morbius in the Blade movie.
Yeah.
Or series, whatever they're doing, right?
Yeah.
See how that works. And maybe that interaction's better because you have Marvel.
A dynamic, right. Yeah.
Because they've done so well with Spider-Man. Working together, they've
that's
done what, really well with Spider-Man.
That's right.
When they're not working together, the only good movie so far that Sony has done is Venom. I'm not saying the other Spider-Men were crap.
No.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But
compared as a whole.
All the years between, like, Toby Spider-Man.
And Andrew.
Andrews. You technically, by yourself, have only done Venom.
Yeah.
Besides those two Spider-Men.
Yeah.
And you're doing good with this, but you're failing at everything else.
Yeah. That's... Sony's going to, if it's a flop, I think that you're right. I think they'll have to scrap, go back to the drawing board.
Go back to the drawing board. That's what I think. I think they would have to do. Either that or, like, all right, hey, we want Morbius to be a thing. Marvel, take over. Take Morbius and see what you can do. I feel bad for Jared Leto because I think he's a phenomenal actor.
Mm-hmm.
He really can act, right? And what happens is when he's in those movies, it's almost like people blame him, which they shouldn't.
No, if it's a flop.
Because, yeah, the movie flopped, but to me, it has to do with the progress of the film, not the actor's ability to act.
Yeah.
Because he can act.
He can't. Dallas Buyers Club.
Right. Like yes. I said earlier,
that's... Ugh.
Don't blame Jared.
No.
Blame the people behind. Behind
the studio, the marketing, like, right. The distribution. There, it's a whole team that goes on. It's not just one person.
Because this is what I was worried about. I'm very excited to see it. And we're going to see it...
You said 2 weeks?
Next weekend? Am I going to get a nod? Next weekend? Okay, next weekend. Smitty's. We're going to go Smitty's. Smitty's is fantastic.
Yeah, that's where I saw Batman.
Right, that's where you saw Batman. I'm going to go into it, hopefully, with very high hopes.
Yes.
Very high hopes. But I would be so pissed off if it ends up not being good.
Yeah. I think I'm going to wait.
But I think it's going to be...
I think I'm going to hold my breath from this one. I'm going to wait. I'm going to wait for Multiverse of Madness.
See, that's another one.
That's the next one. Multiverse of Madness
looks phenomenal.
Yes.
That'd be cool.
See, that. Can't wait to see that. I think that's the next one.
Because there's so many... See, Marvel knows how to do it.
That's right. Their own marketing, their own thing.
Because they know how to hype stuff up. Hype it up. Give you fake trailers. They've done it every single time. Look at Infinity War.
When we saw the Hulk.
You saw the Hulk. The Hulk's not in it.
Nope.
He's not in it. But they put the Hulk in the trailer. And everyone was like, oh, cool, the Hulk's running. No, it's just Bruce in the suit.
That's right.
Look at Spider-Man.
Mm-hmm.
Look at the new Spider-Man. The trailer did not show any of the Spider-Man.
Till the last, like,
but,
2 months, a month, a week before.
But everyone was like, then who kicked the lizard in the face?
Yeah.
Because they took him out when they did the trailers. It makes sense. Sony kind of like throws everything into the trailer.
Marvel, it's only the first 20 minutes.
Right. So
if what we're seeing in the Multiverse of Madness is only within the first 20 minutes, what else is really...
I really... Here's the thing. I really want to see Hugh Jackman back.
Yeah.
I really do. But...
Or Ryan Reynolds make an appearance?
Ryan Reynolds would be sweet. I wouldn't even care if Ryan Reynolds, as Deadpool, just walks in the background somewhere, and he's confused as why he's now a Mouseketeer.
Oh, that would be
kind of... You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, maybe he's in the background, and he has mouse ears on, and he's, like, eating popcorn, just, like, watching the movie like us. That would be dope.
That would be kind of funny.
I don't
even
care if he's in the whole movie. That one little part of him just be like, well, I'm here.
Or they do, like, a thing of New York, and it's, like, Steve Rogers, the musical, and he comes out and just says something.
Right, yes.
Just something quick, you know. He doesn't even have to say, oh, that was a bad musical, and then that's it. You know, whatever it was.
Well, that was a complete waste of time.
That's right. Yeah, see? Something like that.
See, I wouldn't mind that. I wouldn't mind that at all. But I think Multiverse is... Because they said... What did they say? If you loved what we did with Spider-Man... You're going to be ecstatic for Multiverse of Madness.
So we talked about it. Nicolas Cage as Ghost Rider might be back.
Right.
Would you want Wesley Snipes or too much drama?
I say too much drama. Now, Feige said that he would not mind working with Wesley Snipes.
Yeah.
But I really think Snipes over the years has completely lost his mind. I don't know if prison did it.
I think he toned down.
It was before prison.
I think he toned down a little bit now, though, because he did Coming to America, too, and that wasn't bad. He was actually really good.
He was actually really good. So maybe if he's calmed down a little bit.
So who would you want to bring into this one, then? If you could choose anyone out of the Marvel multiverse besides Hugh Jackman, because that's an obvious one.
Do you want to know? This is over the top. I want Tom Cruise.
I mean,
I want to see Tom Cruise as Superior Iron Man.
That would be pretty cool.
Just because, look, Robert's gone.
Yeah,
he's gone. I honestly thought the Oscar people, they tend to shit on superhero movies.
Yeah.
Robert should have got an Oscar for what he did in Endgame. The guy's phenomenal.
At least but, nominated. And you're not going to give it nominated. He's not going to get
nominate
it.
Him.
He's not going to get it. No. You know that.
I don't want to see Robert again.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just like, I would love to see Hugh, but on, I don't mind if you pass on the torch. I want to see Wolverine.
Yeah.
Give me, I don't even care who you pick.
So what if you just get the claws?
I'd be pissed.
You don't even see a face, and it's just like a one-off.
I'd be kind of upset. Like, why did you, because the thing is, his claws are on the poster. And if you're just going to show me the claws in the movie, fuck you. You know what I mean?
It's going to make you want more, though.
Yeah, but it's going to be a slap in the face. Could you imagine if it's just like the credits?
Yeah.
And you just see, chink, really?
Like, it's behind a closed door, and that's all you hear?
Yeah. Because the rumor is that the guy from, Kingsman.
Yes.
One that played Eggy.
Yeah.
He's new Wolverine. That's the rumor.
Yeah.
And they've been keeping it quiet because he's going to make an appearance
in Multiverse of Madness.
He has the height because they want to go comic accurate. So he's tall enough, and I think he's ripped enough for it.
Can he do Canadian accent, though? That's the kicker.
I think he can.
He did British, but he didn't do Canadian.
Well, he is British.
I know that. But.
You know what I mean? Like, I think he could. I think he could pull it off.
I haven't seen him do American. Have you seen him do American?
I've never seen it. As you said that.
If he could pull off American, then he could pull off Canadian. They're very close.
Right. I think he could do it.
He was Elton John, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Didn't he have to do an American accent at some point for Elton John?
No, because Elton John, back in the day, Elton John's like...
I know he's really British, but I didn't know if he toned it down.
Like, it's weird. I don't know how a British person over the years can lose their British accent.
Yeah.
But Elton John, like, he has these moments in interviews where he sounds more American than he does. But back in the day, he was.
But I didn't know there was a movie.
I think he was strictly British. But I think he could do it. I would love to see him.
Yeah, that would be a good choice.
You know what I mean? Like, if you're going to show Wolverine, just show Wolverine. Get it done and over with. I'd like to see the original Reed Richards.
That'd be kind of neat. Jessica Alba.
Alba would be cool. Patrick Stewart.
Evans as Human Torch.
See, that would be nice. It'd be a nice little nod. Because it's like, all right, Evans is done playing Cap.
That's right.
He's done playing Cap. He's no longer Captain America.
Yeah.
But could you see the look of confusion on, like, Strange's face?
Yeah.
When he walks out as Human Torch, and it's like, you look just like Steve Rogers.
And then
they're like, well, who's Steve Rogers?
That's right. Or they could get Krasinski as Captain America.
They could.
It depends on how deep down the rabbit hole they're going.
Right. Because Krasinski was there. He was so close.
He had the outfit on. He's putting on the boots. And he looked at Hemsworth. He's like, nope.
Hemsworth walked by and he goes, yeah, screw this. I'm not.
That's not me.
My body's not ready for this.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm excited for those.
There's also Moon Knight coming out next week.
Moon Knight looks badass.
It looks really good.
I think that's going to be cool. I hope they introduce some things with Moon Knight.
I'm glad we have Ethan Hawke as a villain.
Yeah. Yeah, he's one of my favorite people. Because he's also one of those chameleon-like actors where you throw him in a role and he takes that role on. So, like, when he does Western movies, he really seems like he's a cowboy.
He did Tesla, and we thought that was like a play.
And he was... That movie was great.
It was like a play, though. Right. It's like a play, yeah.
But him as Tesla was...
It was great.
Was great. So, for him as a villain, I'm kind of happy for that.
Because he doesn't really do darker thing. There's one horror movie where he comes out. It's coming out soon called Black Hat or something like that.
Daybreakers is pretty good.
Daybreakers was good, but he wasn't a bad guy, though.
No. No, actually, you're right. He was actually a good vampire.
That's right.
He was trying to figure out how to not...
Yeah, so he's never really played a bat. No. But, yeah, so there's this horror movie coming out, Black Phone is what, something like that, where he abducts kids.
Ooh.
And the ghosts of the dead kids are calling the kids that are alive to try to save them.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so it's a little screwed up, yeah.
Wow. The Halo series, first episode of Halo dropped.
So you said you've seen it, you liked it?
I liked it. Now... Some people...
Do they do the thing like with the Mandalorian and you don't see his face until the last second and then they just cut right before?
No. They actually like... So in the games, you never see his
That's
face.
That's right. Yeah, right? I played a little bit of Halo.
Now, what they have told people about series in the game, they kind of mentioned that it's not in the same universe. Like, you're not going to... At the end of this series, you're not going to lead into the first game.
Yeah.
I'm okay with that. That's fine. Make it your own.
Yeah.
He's still fighting the Covenant. There's still a new story. It's pretty good. But as he's taking his helmet off, I actually looked at everyone and was like, yep, that's the end of the show. No, there's still another 20 minutes left.
No shit.
Takes his helmet off, and he's talking to the people. And even when he took his helmet off, the up-and-ups, you know, the generals and stuff,
yeah.
They have sensors all over Master Chief. So when he took his helmet off, they're like, what is he doing? Because they realize, oh, no, he's taking his helmet off. He's not supposed to.
Yeah.
And it was kind of like, I'm okay with it.
Yeah.
Because now you're making him more human.
That's what I was going to say. It adds another layer of element to him, yeah.
Because Master Chief in the games, he's more, because he keeps his helmet on all the time, everyone... thinks he's a robot because he's kind of motionless.
Or like a mythical figure sort of thing.
Right. So when you add the humanness to it, the face, the stuff like that, I kind of liked it. I was like, this is pretty cool.
Now, is it like a bang bang shoot 'em up sci-fi show or is it like a drama in space?
It's kind of a little bit of both.
I'm thinking like, so like Battlestar Galactica?
Yeah, I would say Battlestar.
A little bit like Battlestar.
Because, like...
It's a little dramatic, but there's more Cylons.
The first, like, 5 minutes, you're watching people get vaporized.
No shit.
And so, like, a plasma gun shoots a person in the head. You watch their head explode and blood splatter all over everyone. And so, I went, yeah.
So now you know what you're getting yourself into.
Then they shoot someone in the torso, and they just poof. And I'm like... Yeah, that's freaking cool. And then it kind of slows down, you know, and then it's more of like a drama type of situation. Mm-hmm. And then it picks up at the end. It's pretty awesome. Like, I really enjoy it. And I can't wait to see what they do next. So Paramount is doing it like Disney.
Weekly.
Which is a good idea. Netflix drops them all at once. I think Hulu also. HBO has weekly.
Yeah.
But yeah, like Hulu, I think, drops all at once. And Netflix,
I think Amazon drops weekly too.
Does it?
I think so.
I actually haven't watched Yeah, they do. They do, because I watched Top Gear.
The Boys. Remember we watched You watched The Boys?
Yes.
Yeah.
So yeah, they drop weekly. I like that. I like the weekly thing. I think Netflix at first kind of spoiled me.
Yeah, because you could watch a whole season at once.
Because, right, if you got real into something, you could just watch next episode, next. But then, like, by the end of the week, I just watched 20 episodes, and now I have to wait an entire year.
Yeah. Or you just finished that whole show, and you didn't realize it, and you're like, wait, what?
Right. So then when Disney started to do theirs once a week, I started to get back in that television routine.
Sort of sense, yeah.
And then it's like, okay, the series is over, but then Disney gave you another one,
mm-hmm.
like, right off,
mm-hmm.
and stuff like that. So I've gotten used to it. I'm very excited for the next couple episodes. I can't wait. It's going to be...
Are they half hour, hour?
An hour.
Ooh, solid hour.
58 minutes.
Wow.
58 minutes, and then the last 2 minutes is credits.
Credits, yeah.
But it's non-stop. It's strictly 58 minutes.
No shit.
Which is pretty sweet.
Because usually it's 52. Sometimes they don't do a full hour.
It's like 52, 53.
Whatever.
I've seen some that are like 48.
Yeah.
And like the last 10 minutes is nothing but credits. But yeah, this was strictly 58. I was very surprised.
Now, is it a limited series or is it a full season?
They have already green-lighted season 2.
Do you know how many? Is it a 13 or a 22?
They haven't mentioned it. But I guess because of all the hype and they had such an increase in subscribers just before they released the episode, they've already announced that like season 2 of Halo will be a thing. Unless the series ends up bombing near the end, then they'll probably...
I'd say they're going to do a small amount of the first one.
Yeah, and then...
Eight to ten.
I was thinking between 6 and 8.
Or maybe 13.
But like ten sounds about right. Right. Ten's a pretty round number. I can see that.
Yeah, 10 will get you in and out. And then what they'll do is, if it does more, they'll do 22 or a full season run the next time around.
Right, yeah.
Because I don't see them doing more than 10 if they don't know if it's going to do well either.
Right, yeah. I don't think so. You know, you do 10, maybe you do another, let's say it bombs or whatever, and you've done 10 episodes. Maybe you do just one more to kind of just end it.
We call it a limited series.
Right, call it a limited series just to be done.
Yeah.
So you don't have to leave people hanging. Because I hate when shows do that. It's like you end the show on a cliffhanger.
And you never come back.
And then you never come back to it.
Yeah, because it got canceled. And it's like...
Well, we had to cancel it. Sorry.
Yeah, it didn't make enough money or whatever it was.
All right. Okay. Since we're past movies, series, excited for some stuff in the future.
Yeah.
I found something very disgusting.
Okay. Is it the woman with the tumbler?
No. I was going to mention that, though, but this... No.
You want to talk about that?
Let's talk about her first.
Okay.
And then we'll talk about why.
How that glass tumbler, like, how?
It ends up in her bladder.
That's right.
And they thought it was her birth control.
Uh-huh.
And then they're like, wait a minute, it's not in your uterus. It's in your bladder.
Uh-huh.
So they do surgery to take it out, and it's a glass tumbler. How do you? And she doesn't know how.
Come on, you don't know how.
And the thing
is, you don't know how.
To me, it's like...
Karen. Come on, Karen.
Right. To me, it's like, you fucking know. But you just don't want to... You're embarrassed.
Yeah. You go to the hospital, the embarrassing shit happens all the time. You got to be like, well, me and my husband here, we got some freaky shit. Then 6 weeks ago, he stopped a cooler in my butthole, and now there's a glass tumbler. Where does it end?
That's the thing. You know how many times, like, doctors... Like, a patient comes in and something's stuck up their ass.
Right? Yeah.
Something's stuck up there.
Yeah.
And the first thing out of the patient's mouth is, I tripped and fell.
Yeah.
And you're like, really?
On a light bulb?
Really? You tripped and fell.
On that angle with the light bulb?
This full mayonnaise jar
is
up there and you slipped and fell. Oh, yeah. There's lube all over it. Well, I had it in my hand. You know what I mean? It's like...
This wine bottle, sir... The end is pointing. I have a cork facing me, sir. What? How does that happen?
People do the most screwed up things to their bodies. Now, here's the thing. If you're not embarrassed about what you're doing.
Yeah.
You can't be embarrassed when someone finds out.
That's right.
You got to own it.
That's right.
You got to own it. If you got something stuck up you or stuck in you. You got to tell the whole story.
Be like, I was at a baseball game with a buddy of mine, and you know how that happened? A pigeon flew out of the sky, just hit me in the face, and next thing I know, there was a bat at my butthole.
You got to own it.
Yeah.
Just own it. Own it. No. Okay. Mine has to do with food.
Oh, okay.
Okay?
Yeah. Angry people at a buffet?
No, it has to do with artificial vanilla.
What? Oh, geez. What's with artificial vanilla?
Artificial vanilla.
Oh, now I'm curious if there's any artificial vanilla in your drink.
Oh, Jesus.
You didn't even look.
No, but there's buffalo sperm in it.
Oh, in your drink?
Yeah, that's what this is.
Oh, okay.
That's actually what it is.
Oh.
It's testosterone from a bull. Oh. Isn't that messed up?
That's messed up.
So. It comes from an ass gland of a beaver. It is discreted. This, whatever the technical term for it, is discreted by a beaver from a gland in its ass. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And they take this, and it's in everything that's vanilla flavored.
Okay.
And they just call it artificial flavoring.
So it's beaver juice.
It's beaver juice.
Beaver butt juice?
Yeah.
Is vanilla?
Is vanilla. Okay. Artificial vanilla.
Artificial vanilla.
So if you think about it, so if there's no vanilla in, like, Coke vanilla, and it's artificial vanilla, you're drinking beaver Coke. When you're licking that ice cream cone, you're licking the anus of a beaver. You're tonguing it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you're getting real eating there. There's no vanilla in this drink. There's not any vanilla. I'm all set.
So it's like, I'm sitting there.
God damn it. I like vanilla shit.
Like all the things
that are artificial vanilla.
That are artificial vanilla. I'm not a big vanilla person.
Yeah.
But I've had a Coke.
Yeah.
With vanilla. Yeah. Right?
They're good.
I've had vanilla ice cream.
That's right.
I prefer chocolate. But I've had vanilla ice cream. And after I saw that, I was like, am I going to stop? No, I'm not gonna stop.
I think you should bring. I think you should bring up the cupcake story.
I was going to.
Okay.
I was gonna bring that up too.
We're doing food today.
So great. Okay.
So Stan loves cupcakes. By the way, he's eaten dozens over. Well, I don't know how. Since you've told me the story, I'm sure you've had dozens.
I've had three.
I'm sure you've had three. And did you eat them at the school?
No, but I've made them.
Oh no! Oh.
A elementary school teacher.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, they didn't say what grade she taught, and I'm kind of glad they didn't say what, because...
Kindergarten.
It was kindergarten.
No, I'm just kidding. I'm just throwing it out.
Yeah, because they didn't mention it.
They didn't mention it. I'm just throwing it out there.
Because to me... No, okay. What happened to these children shouldn't happen at any age. Shouldn't happen to anybody.
Okay.
Okay.
So you're going to talk about the kids first?
But because they put that she's an elementary school teacher.
Yeah.
Like, really hit home for me, because my kids are in elementary school, right?
So it's anything under 8th grade.
Yes.
7th grade?
Actually, I think technically
6th grade?
I think it's 6 and below, because
whoa.
No, 5th and below. Because 6 and a 6 to 8th is usually middle school. So you're talking like...
Your youngest is age.
Yeah. All right. So... Her and her husband have these weird sexual fetishes.
What type of fetishes do they have?
It goes from like foot fetishes to just real creepy shit. I can't remember all of them because... Because nothing compared to what this was. So this teacher was making cupcakes for her class.
Doesn't sound so bad, does it?
No. You know why? Because I had teachers that made snacks for class.
I had teachers that did that. Wait. Do you think?
Maybe. Anyway.
And we ate them as kids?
So her husband gets this real weird sexual vibe from it. And says, hey... I want you to videotape me jerking off into the cupcake mix. And without hesitation, she grabs the camera and says, go.
You know, that's a committed relationship right there.
So he does. And creams the cupcakes. Right in the mixture. So she stirs it up. She cooks them. She throws some frosting on top and brings them to school.
Weren't the frosting already inside?
Then this is what he does. He says, I want you to videotape the kids eating them because I want to see it. And she did. She videotaped these kids eating these cupcakes. That's what she did. That is the most disgusting thing, most fucked up thing ever. But here's the biggest part. She got away with it.
Yeah.
She got like the smallest sentence ever. Because
Before you get into that, how'd she get caught though?
She got caught because they decided to like post this shit
online.
Online.
Didn't the student find it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like they posted it on some sort of sex site, and then it went from there, because you know, for one, you're showing kids on a sex site.
Yeah, that's
gonna throw a red flag up.
Yeah,
right?
That's real bad.
But then when you find that there's two videos and they both go along with each other, like
that's even worse.
Yeah, I think it was like a high school student or something found it.
Yeah,
she turns on the guy and says he put me up to it. He's abusive. If I said no, he could have killed me. Blah blah blah. She puts this whole story up. So she gets like, I don't know, 5 years or something.
That's a slap on the wrist. That's nothing.
He's like getting 125 years or more because of he has like 100 charges.
100 charges.
Of sexual misconduct and a bunch of other things. But the parents are outraged because the teacher... Like, pretty much get... I think she has to... No, I think she just has to serve 5 years.
That's nothing.
She probably lost her teaching license.
Yeah, she did.
But that's it. Like, she's out in 5 years.
But with her name, though, they're obviously, like, in today's age, you're obviously going to get Googled.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You're not going to get a decent job.
No. I mean, it's like Casey Anthony. Like...
Yeah.
She was never the same after the trial. Like, everyone knew who she was. Everyone That's saw right. pictures of her. Everyone yeah. knows.
That's right.
So, yeah. I mean, it was messed up. This, here's the thing.
Now,
when we're on lunch break.
Yeah.
And then we find these stories. What's really screwed up is when there's cupcakes right next to us.
Yep. There's no eating the cupcakes.
There's no eating the cupcakes after that.
Yeah. There's no eating cupcakes. You just don't eat it.
No.
But do you think now she was the real mastermind, or was it all him? Or was it split?
I think it was a split thing. I think they both are whacked in the head.
Yeah.
And I think they both...
Did it.
They both got off doing it. That's
yeah.
what it is. They both had some sort of sexual release.
It's the act of doing it, not just, oh, let's yeah. watch you and I'll watch... You know, it's getting away with it sort
because
of thing.
Because to me, if they didn't get caught...
No.
Right?
They would keep doing it. Caught, they probably would have kept doing it.
They would have either kept doing it, or it would have just been another day.
Now, do you think this was the first time they did it?
Well, that's what I'm wondering. That's what I'm wondering. Is it the first time, or is this the first time they videotaped it?
That's true. Oh, no. What if it was just the
you know, this
first time they got caught?
Right. Like, did they...
How many other
was this the first time they posted the video?
How long has she been
did
a teacher,
though?
Did
they have a backlog of videos?
Yeah.
That no one's seen of, like...
Whatever.
Ooh, creepy, weird shit. You know, that... Yeah. You know that actually happened to a girl at a McDonald's?
No. What happened to her? She ate something that was...
A guy jerked off into a McChicken.
Oh, come on. I like McChickens, man.
And this girl ate it.
Oh.
Like, she took a bite, and she even said this to the reporter. She said something was wrong, but it was a familiar taste. And then she realized that that's what it was.
Yeah.
She got herpes. She got herpes from it.
Oh, she could sue.
Oh, she did. She sued for like buku bucks. She even sued McDonald's.
Yeah.
Because it wasn't you hired this fucking guy.
Yeah.
The other thing is, how the hell did he...
Get away with it,
How did he grab the McChicken and disappear somewhere quietly?
Do you think he's on the line just like...
I think he was. I think he was just... It's either that or he had it already in a bottle, and it was just like, you get some.
Wait, so he had it backlogged?
Oprah, you get a car. If he took...
I was thinking he was just in the back jerking off on an East McChicken.
Well, that's the thing, like...
Like, how many orders of McChicken go through that one McDonald's? Is he jerking off on every McChicken?
Well, I don't know.
Or just that one?
Because to me, you can't get off that line.
Yeah, you can't get off that line.
So you're either doing it in front of everybody.
That's
and
right.
And everyone's like, yeah, man, cool, yeah.
Yeah.
Or
you stick a McChicken in the bathroom, or he, and then you sneak it back.
He just brought in a like
dirty McChicken.
No, he brought in like a mayonnaise looking freaking squirt thing, and he was.
Oh, was it a chicken that he had sex with at home and then and then served it to her? He's like, this fucking bitch, I don't know her. She's getting my sex McChicken?
Yeah. That McChicken's been places.
That's right. It's gray and it's on just, the floor.
It's been around the block.
That's right. Even the dogs like, no, I'm not touching that. The flies don't even fly near that.
But when I see this stuff, I don't ever want to go there.
No.
Right?
Yeah.
You just don't.
No.
Because it's like, stuff goes through your head.
Yeah.
All the time. It's like, okay, it happened at that McDonald's in that city.
Yeah.
Blah, 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 blah. But what if I went into a restaurant in my hometown? A restaurant.
Yeah. Not just a McDonald's.
Not just McDonald's. A restaurant. Like, are they going to do stuff at the restaurant? Hold on a minute. You ever watch Waiters?
I don't think so, no.
I think that's what it's called. Ryan Reynolds is in it. Or Waiting?
Waiting, yes.
Right?
Yeah.
So, like, when you see that in a movie, you're like, it's a movie.
Well, I've worked in kitchens like that.
But then you see these stories, and you're like, damn it.
Yeah, you don't mess with people that cook your food.
You don't.
You learn that lesson. You just don't mess with people that cook your food.
That's why, like, I tip well.
Yeah, I tip well too.
And I purposely tip well because then it's like, okay, this place I come to all the time.
Yeah, I don't want them to mess with my
food. So, do I give a bad tip? Like, if the person's real shitty, like, they're not getting one.
Yeah.
If they're real shitty.
Yeah.
But half the time, you gotta scope out the place. If the place is busy, that your one waitress or waiter, they can't be on your every beck and call. They just can't.
No.
But they try. They try their best.
Yeah, they do the best they can, yes.
But I don't want to go back to that same place for her to be like, hey, that guy that didn't tip me last week, he's back.
Yeah.
So I want you to do something to that burger.
Yeah.
You make that burger yours.
That's right.
You know what I mean? It's like... Oh,
that's not a burger.
That's not a burger. That's not a burger.
That's a brown betty from down south.
Brown betty. So that's all I got. We did some movies.
Yep.
We did some movies and some scary things that happened.
And some food related things.
Right. Some creepy food.
So we got a gnome little cryptid series coming up next.
Yeah, so we're gonna do some gnomes. Which is going to be fun.
We have a couple of thriller movies up next, too.
Yeah, so since we had our little hiatus, we kind of had these planned when it was a little colder.
Well, it's still cold.
It is still cold up here. Yeah, up here in the north. Right.
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah, buddy. The north. So I'm excited for our gnomes and our little wintry movies.
Yeah, yeah. To finish off, well, since it's spring, but not quite. Well, we've seen snow, so around here.
I think it's supposed to snow tomorrow.
I saw that. We shouldn't say its name, because if we invoke it, it'll come back. Like Beetlejuice, you say it three times.
So if you guys like what you hear, follow us on Facebook, Captivated Minds. Instagram's at Minds Captivated. Email us, CaptivatedMinds2@gmail.com. Everything is listed in the show notes, including our Instagrams.
If you also listen to us on Apple Podcasts or any other platform like Spotify, make sure to turn on your notifications so you get up to date with new episodes. And if you also listen to us on an Apple Podcast, please like and review us and let us know how we're doing. We'd love to hear from you.
Yeah, so thank you all for listening.
Thank you.